Hey, Jason Mewes is on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Congratulations on your new baby.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Tell us about it. Were you there? Did you witness it?
Oh, of course. Of course I had to be.
Did you hear that?
You had to be, yes. Yeah, I know. For both my kids, I have an 8-year-old and I have Lucy and my new son, 6 months. Well, he's 6 months now, but
yeah.
Both of them I had to be there. I even made sure that, like, we didn't plan anything, you know, weeks prior, before the due date, because I didn't want to miss out. But when I say I witness it to a point, because I can't, for some reason, with both kids, I just couldn't stare down the barrel and watch it happening. You know what I mean? So
right.
I was there holding her hand and trying to bring some support. And as soon as, you know, he came out and they put him on her chest.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing. But for both my daughter and my son, I couldn't, you know, because you can technically sit and, you know, watch.
You can look at
for the reveal. For the reveal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I even recorded the second one, but I made sure I set up a tripod with the camera.
Nice.
For our son, because, again, I just didn't want to watch every detail. But
you don't want to watch that.
It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah. After he comes out or she comes out, it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm glad I got to be there for both children. So
it is a horror movie, and what you did being in the room and being part of it is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But you did the right thing by not looking down, because my son just turned 30, and I made the mistake
of
watching.
Witnessing the reveal.
You can't erase it.
Yeah.
It's always there.
Every time it comes to the door of the house, you're like, I remember this.
He was a breech delivery, so he came out ass first.
Oh, see that?
So it was a set of, it was.
He was mourning you.
It was just too much.
Right. His kid's got really big cheeks.
Too much!
So it's again, in watching, you know, hearing the parents be like, it just seems, I mean, she was great for both. She didn't do the epidural for either one, either.
Damn, she's tough.
Yeah, so, you know, but luckily, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that's some strength there.
Yeah, strong woman.
Yeah.
Jason J. Mewes on the show. And just if you're not familiar, I know everybody is, but just to set it up, you know,
for one or two people.
Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. On and on and on. The list goes on and on and on.
Yep.
And you're doing are you doing a cruise now? Is that what you're doing?
So yeah, I'm very excited. You know, we're doing Kevin and I are gonna be doing Jay and Silent Bob present Cruise SQ. We're gonna be doing a cruise. It's going to be on February 23rd to the 26th next year. We're going from Miami to Nassau. It'll be 3 days. And I'm excited. I've never been on a cruise. And so I'm excited because not only do I get to experience my first cruise, but, you know, there's going to be a bunch of stuff going on while we're there. It's like there'll be podcasts and I'm going to be doing my stand-up. I've been doing for the last couple of years, I've been doing stand-up comedy. It's called Jay Mewes and His Amusing Stories.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so I've been touring all over the U.S. In different cities at comedy clubs doing that, but I'm going to be doing it on the boat. And there's going to be music there. There's going to be we're going to be doing some casino tournaments. There's going to be a prom theme, like a dance.
Oh, fun.
So we're going to be signing stuff, taking pictures. Jason Lee's going to be there. Ethan Suplee.
Like, oh, cool.
Kevin and myself, AJ Wilkerson. He's a stand-up comedian. I mean, there's all sorts of people who are going to be on there. I think it's going to be a blast. I'm very excited about it because, again, I've never been on one, but to get to be on my first cruise going from Miami to Bahamas and, like, with a bunch of friends and all these different things happening.
You get the bond with all of your fans, too.
Yeah. Yep.
100%.
I was never into cruises. I just thought, I'm not that cruising type of person.
Yeah.
Then they had a classic rock cruise.
Yeah.
It was exactly the timeline. It was like February out of Miami,
yep.
Which By the way, if you're in Connecticut or New York and like February, you know, it just blows. It you want to leave.
Yeah, you want.
February's a bitch.
Yeah, go someplace warm.
You
yeah.
get down there, you get on that boat, and, you know, one, you could eat anytime you want.
Oh, my God, you will eat so much.
Bars everywhere.
Yes.
And then, you know, you got, you know, Jay and Silent Bob walking around.
Exactly.
How cool is that?
Jay do more talking, yes.
Yeah. Swimming pools, right?
Swimming pools.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm guessing,
yeah, disco.
Too, with your... you know, with your recovery, and by the way, congratulations on that. Not easy, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm thinking you have some pretty good stories to tell.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I would hope so. That's what's been fun about my my stand-up, because it's not straight up, you know, it's not the straight up normal set of comedy, but I tell stories, and it's stories from, you know, I got a couple stories that are more recent about the kids and stuff and some things at home. And then there's stories, you know, about how I met Kevin when we were growing up. And then when he found, like, a couple drug stories and stuff, you know, that I can laugh at now. The good thing is, you know, now it's been 13 years in a couple months. And now I can look back at some of these situations I put myself in and laugh about it, you know, like when I set my couch on fire.
How did you do that?
Well, so me, this girl and I were, that I was dating, it was probably at my high point of being a, you know, strung out. We spent all our money on drugs and stuff. We had no money to pay our electric or heat or anything. So it's Christmas. We have no electricity. It's nighttime. We had to use candles to see in our apartment. We were already getting evicted too. We were just trying to drag it out as long as possible.
Yeah.
But we couldn't see in the dark, so we had candles lit, and we were using, and we put one of the candles on the edge of the couch, and we nodded out. We fell asleep because we used a bunch of drugs.
Oops.
And we woke up because the candle burnt to the absolute bottom and set the couch on fire. And I woke up and the couch is on fire, and I wake her up. I'm like, the couch is on fire. And it happened, the bathroom's upstairs, and I was lazy to walk upstairs with a candle, so I was peeing in a bucket. So the first thing I see is this bucket, and I grab it, and piss all over the couch. Piss, like, puts out the fire, gets all over, like, splashes all over my girl that I was dating at the time. It was like sort of the end. That's where I was like, I have to get help. And
yeah.
And there's a bunch more to that story. But yeah, so again, that's just like a part of the story that I can wasn't funny at the time. But
right,
I can,
that's a low point.
Now.
Yeah. It's a low point.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting
100%.
Out a fire with your own urine.
You may want to buy an alarm clock.
Exactly. Yes.
No, but it's a great story now because of the recovery and the comeback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. And it's been fun, man. I've been like, you know, because I'm home so much with the kid. I've definitely been traveling, work and stuff. But when I'm home, I stream now, too, on Twitch. So if anyone gets a chance, I stream almost every day. It's twitch.tv/JAYMuse, JMuse. And I play video games. Sometimes I unbox things. I do Q&As and stuff, and it's live. So it's called, I'm on Twitch, if you know what it is.
Cool.
But anyone out there listening, follow me on
Twitch.
I stream almost every day.
Yeah, we're on Twitch right now.
People are watching us talk to you on Twitch right now.
Exactly.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so you know exactly. Yeah, I love it, man. So follow me on Twitch. But yeah, man, things have been good. Things have been good. I'm excited about the cruise. It's coming up. It's coming up quick. You know, it was months ago that we started getting things together. Well, not me, but luckily my wife's a big part of mine and Kevin. She runs Kevin's company. Her and Kevin are partners, Smodco. And her and Kevin came up, started talking about this and putting it all together, man. And it's coming quick, and I'm very excited about it. So
that's cool.
Definitely, if you get a chance, come out and have some fun.
And we're linked up on the radio station website if you want to go on JMuse Cruise.
You definitely want to go.
With Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
It's linked up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Call back anytime you have time when you're not on one of these tours where you have to click in and click out.
Yeah.
We'd love to just spend some time with you.
100%. 100%. Thank you so much,
Thank
man.
You, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.